listener exclusive.
G'day, Matt Collins with you, and this is our special edition Griffith Easter Party podcast, where we keep you informed of all the great events that are happening as part of Griffith's Easter Party and chat with some of the hardworking people behind the scenes. Today, we chat with the secretary of the Feral Joggers Group and one of the organisers of the Bacchus on the Lake Fun Run, Anthony Salmon. Anthony Salmon, welcome to the show.
G'day, Matt. Nice to be here, mate.
It is a pleasure to have you on. Anthony Salmon by name and Salmon by shirt colour as well today. You look very good, can I say?
I'm glad you've noticed. Just for you, Matt.
Now, mate, you have many hats. You're the secretary at the Feral Joggers. They tell me you do a lot more, though, than just take some notes during the meetings.
Yes. Being secretary by name is one thing, but there's a lot involved in running a running club, per se. So big events like the Bacchus on the Lake is one of our bigger fundraisers for the year, and the amount of technology involved nowadays between, you know, electronic timing and the electronic results and everything else. So they like to use my IT skills for their own advantage.
Well, yeah, and they are definitely taking advantage because your business, the 3C Tech Shop, based at Yamble Street in Griffith, of course, has been the major sponsor of the Bacchus on the Lake for some time.
Yeah, we've been on board now for 10 years, and yeah, we won't look back. It's been a great, great partnership, and it's just great to support a fantastic club.
Pardon me for sounding naive and a bit slow here, Anthony. Bacchus, what does Bacchus mean?
Yeah, Bacchus is actually the god of wine.
Is that right?
Yes, it is. The god of wine. And
I've known a few people after a couple of sherbets that have said they're the god of wine, but it's not the case, eh?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but it all dates back to the early days. The Bacchus used to be run in town. It's used to start and finish at the Exes Club. And in between, used to run around all the local wineries, Miranda's, Penfold Wines, back up over the hill and back down to the Oval. And everyone got a little cask of port for their efforts.
So you didn't get medals, you didn't get trophies, you got alcohol.
You got alcohol, yeah. The good old days.
Only in Griffith.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's been running for 50 years. So this will be the 50th year, is that right?
This is the 50th year, but it's only the 49th running because of COVID.
So the C-bomb.
Yes. So, yeah, 50 years, but next year is going to be the big one, our 50th running of the event.
Oh, how exciting. And second only to Sydney to Surf, and we know how big that event is, as the longest continuous fun run in this state.
Yeah, it is something we're very proud of. We started in the early days and we're still going. A lot of fun runs have come and gone in their time. I think the big draw card, though, for us back in the day is first prize used to be a trip to Italy.
Is that right?
So fully paid trip to Italy was first prize. But back then there was only a couple of major runs throughout the course of the year, and we were one of them. But
I see.
Yeah, times have changed now. People move around quite freely, and there's a million fun runs you can do now. So we're just part and parcel of them now.
What are the major prizes this year?
It's a lot less than a trip to Italy. There's $2,000 in cash and prizes to be won, Matt.
Nothing to sneeze at.
No.
At all, that's for sure. And it's been going, as you say, 49 years. Is there anyone that's done the race 49 times or come close?
Well, we'd have to go back through the records, but we've got three of our club members. There's a life member, Bob Barker. We believe he's done them all, as has John Johns, who's got lots of zeros after the end of his age. He's been around for a long time and still running. And David Heffer as well.
All have come close to doing each and every one.
Each and every one of them.
Wow,
very impressive. Yeah, I think I've done about 10 in my time, but to have run 49 of them, that's next level stuff.
I'm sure the times have dropped over the years, Anthony.
Considerably. They may be walking this year.
Well, good on them for 49 years. That is very impressive. As is, I've got a list here from 1975 right through to last year of all the male winners, and there's a number of people here, Anthony, that have won three or four times consecutively over the years.
Yeah, it's really good to see, but it's, I guess back in the early days, in the 90s and the early 2000s, there was a lot of people who went back-to-back or back-to-back-to-back-to-back, winning a lot of titles, and we haven't seen that now since 2008 when Andrew Creek won his fourth consecutive. Since then, no one's actually been able to do, well, in the male event, been able to go back-to-back. So it's Been a great competition. Been a great competition.
Yeah.
Whereas in the females, we've seen Alira Wallace. She's an out of towner, and she's killed it. She's won like 7 out of 9 events, but she hasn't been here the last couple of years. We're hoping she registers again this year and she can add to her tally.
No doubt she will. Now, there is a 5 kilometre run as well as the 10K, and it's for both your competitive runners and social runners as well. Or if you're feeling that way inclined, a nice scenic 8 kilometre walk, Anthony.
Yeah, well, the walk is really nice. We let the walkers go off nice and early, about 7:15, and the races start at 9. So that time of the day there, you've got the sun rising above the lake, and they actually make their way completely around the lake from the Lake Wangan picnic area back there again. So a beautiful walk. So we encourage people to come out and just enjoy the morning. And then when it comes to the runs themselves, yeah, sure. Like if you want to run 10Ks, go for it. If you only want to walk 5Ks, yep, go for it as well. We're a very social little setup.
And that's what it's all about. I mean, it's Easter long weekend after all. You might just want to go and, you know, burn off the Easter eggs you'll be eating on Easter Sunday, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's that's what it's all about. So it's a good way to start. There's plenty of stuff going on at Griffith that weekend. This is a great way to, do something first, do a little bit of exercise, and then just go out and enjoy yourself.
That's for sure. The website is griffithbacchus.org.au. In fact, you'll get all the events happening across the Easter long weekend as part of Griffith's Easter Party at the website griffitheasterparty.com.au. Anthony, I want to chat some more about the race because it is rich in history. As we said, second in continuous fun runs only to the City to Serve. The Bacchus on the Lake course records. I mean, we're talking 10Ks in some pretty quick times.
There has been over the years, Matt, yeah. Gentleman from Leeton, who I believe was actually a Newcastle importee, by the name of Ed Langdon, he holds the course record for 10Ks, which is 32 minutes and 56 seconds, which, given it's all run on dirt tracks and trails, is pretty good time.
Now, that's just over 3 minute Ks. Anyone that's ever done a bit of running before realises how quick that is just to do it once. But this guy's doing it 10 times, 10 kilometres.
Yeah. So, and based on my times, Matt, he'll probably finish that race in about half the time that I would do it. So, yeah, it's hard to fathom that people can actually run for 10 kilometres at 3 minutes per K. That is quick.
That's for sure. And in the females, Alira Wallace, who you've already mentioned, she holds the female course record.
Yes, she does. 38 minutes and 2 seconds, Matt. So a very, very good time.
You know what upsets me, Anthony, and I'm going to respectfully put you in the same category as me. When I do these fun runs and the 8-year-olds, the 9-year-olds, the 10-year-olds run straight past me, and it feels like they're scoffing, Anthony, as they go past. Do you find that? But also in the Fair Dinkum department, is there a lot of young ones in the race?
There is a very, very high number of kids in the 5 kilometre course, predominantly children, I suppose, in that one there. And there's some really quick kids. We had a young fella from Wagga a couple of years ago. He ran that quick. We thought he took a shortcut. He ran the 5 kilometres in,
or he had a twin.
Yeah, he ran it in around 14 minutes. So yeah, there's some pretty quick kids around.
5Ks, 14 minutes.
Yeah,
goodness.
But I just look at these kids and say, look, that's great. I'm glad you're really good, but come and see me when you're my age. You haven't made it there yet.
That's right. The future looks bright, that's for sure. Speaking of which, the Year 12 students at Murrumbidgee Regional High School are there on the day to make sure things run smoothly, hey?
Yeah, they've been fantastic. We've had them on board for the last few years, and Meg and her students, they come out there each Good Friday, and they help us. They help us with the registrations. They help out with the bib collection. They help out the race announcer. They help out in the drinks the drink stations around the course. Just a great bunch of kids.
What's in the drinks, Anthony? Scotch, vodka, red wine.
Well, I might have to ask the people who can run faster. There's got to be something in it.
They've got to be drinking more than just water.
Well, it's not port. We know that.
Yeah, that's right. You can get involved. The website is griffithbacchus.org.au and find out all about the events across the Griffith's Easter Party from the 28th to the 31st of March, of course, griffitheasterparty.com.au. Anthony Salmon, secretary at the Feral Joggers and proud major sponsor from 3C Tech Shop in Yamble Street, Griffith. The little pink building, which matches your shirt.
It does.
Nicely.
Thank you, Matt.
A listener exclusive.